Well, as we kick off into the fall, I hope you've had a great summer. And as we anticipate what the Lord will do into the next few months here at the church, we're grateful that we can kick off ministries. And we're grateful that you're going to be a part of that as well. So today we're going to do a different part of the service. We'll be praying into every ministry area. And we're going to have different folks come up and pray for those particular areas. Because it's vital that we pray about our ministries. And we include the Lord in what our plans are, because his plans need to be part of what we're doing, and his will needs to be done in our lives, including here at the church. So I hope that you are looking forward and to this ministry year, and I hope you're going to get involved and participate and build up God's church and his kingdom. So I'm just going to do a quick lesson this morning out of some scripture, and then, as I said, people will come up and pray for each ministry area. So we're going to talk about quickly about being rooted in Christ. And our scripture this morning is Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. And I'm just going to do a quick, again, lesson on this and just talk about what this means for us as a church moving into this upcoming year. So Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. The verses will be on the screen as well if you want to follow along. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask for, imagine according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So this is the Apostle Paul speaking, and these three first chapters of this book here in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is talking to and teaching his audience about who they are in Christ and their identity in Jesus. And Paul says an amazing thing in chapter 1 in verse 19. He says, immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe. And so Paul is talking and declaring and desiring for all Christians in his audience to be strengthened through God and through our inner being as well, and from the riches that come from God's glory. And he's saying and asking and praying that we'd be strengthened by Christ as Christ followers with the power that comes in following him. And what's amazing here when he talks about this, the goal isn't physical strength. It's an inner strength we have, a spiritual strength we have that comes through Jesus. And that's so important for us as Christ followers and just also people in general who are following the Lord, and that's the church, that we would find our spiritual strength in the Lord, and nothing out of we do, but out of Jesus. And that's where it starts. And as we enter the ministry year, that's our hope and our prayer, that we would find spiritual strength from Christ, and our inner being would be strengthened. Because as Paul is praying, and our prayer for us also is that we would have spiritual strength, that we have strength in Christ in our daily life, each day that we face, and as we enter ministry and do life together. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, as Paul is saying and suggesting this to the audience he has, are we wanting to be spiritually strong with the Lord? And do we desire that as a church? And I think the resounding answer would be yes for us. I hope that would be the case. Amen? That we would want to be spiritually strong, and that God would give us the strength through his Spirit. And in order for us to do that, and we have to pray for one another. We have to encourage one another. We have to come alongside one another. And Paul is doing that here, and it's a result of us as Christ followers. And it talks about this in verses 16 to 19, that we have heart of believers, that we get strengthened and rooted in Jesus Christ and the work of the Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that would be our prayer as a church. That would be our desire as a church, our desire as Christ followers as well. And what's great about this prayer that Paul's talking about, there's a great doxology at the end, as you can see there. He bursts into this doxology about God's abilities And he prayed that God would abundantly manifest himself in the church and in our lives. And everything we do would bring glory to God. And that's our prayer as a church. And that's what we want. And that's what we should be doing in our lives. And so to break this down, as we think about this upcoming year, we need to have, again, inner spiritual strength. And we cannot get that inner spiritual strength from anything else outside of Jesus. And we have to understand that. And we have to ask ourselves the question, where are we getting our spiritual strength from? Our so-called spiritual strength, if it's not from Christ. What are we filling our lives with? And this year, as we commit this ministry to the Lord, we want to have that spiritual strength that Scripture talks about here. It also talks about the indwelling of Christ in our hearts. When we have the indwelling Spirit of Jesus in our lives, that is going to take over our life and everything we say and do. Now, we're not going to be perfect in that. We fully understand that. But as we enter ministry this year, we want the indwelling of Christ to be in our hearts and to come out in how it manifests itself and how we interact with one another, how we cheer each other on as we do ministry, how we see people come to faith and grow in their faith as we are encouraging one another as the body of Christ. We also need to understand that we have to comprehend all the dimensions of the spiritual realities of what's going on around us. Understand this, friends, that we are in a spiritual battle, and there's things going on that we cannot see spiritually, that God the Father is at work in. And what a privilege for us, absolute privilege for us, to be partners with Jesus. Have you thought about it like that? It's a privilege for us to be partners with Jesus. It isn't it right, but it's a privilege. What an honor for us. And our prayer is that we would be partners with the kingdom. Perhaps this is a year where you get involved in a ministry. Perhaps this is a year where you practice your spiritual gift. And maybe the Lord is calling you to do something that is on your heart, but you might be afraid to do it. But I challenge you and encourage you to dive all in, to be fully available for the Lord. An acronym I often use for people, and you've heard me say this in the public before, but I think it's super powerful still to this day. I've used it for many years as being fat, F-A-T. And I know this day and age, everybody's trying to get into shape, which is all good. But being fat for the kingdom is being faithful, available, and teachable. And that's really imperative for us as Christians, and especially as we do ministry together, that we would have that acronym stitched in our heart and to know that that is our desire. That's what we look for in people. When you are faithful and available and teachable, that's a good thing. And Christ can use you to do mighty things for his kingdom. And again, to know the knowledge and the love of Christ. How well do you know the knowledge and the love of Christ? Because apart from that, if we don't know the knowledge and the depth of love of Jesus, everything we do is in vain. It's just a program. It's just a ministry idea. But we want to include Jesus in everything we do. That's really important. That's why today we are asking ourselves to be rooted in Christ, because that's where it starts. It has to start there for us. And the beautiful thing about being rooted in Christ, there's a depth to that, isn't there? Just the other day, I was with somebody, and we were taking down a tree that was on top of a building that wasn't very safe for the tree to be on top of there, and ended up chopping down the tree with a chainsaw. And the tree was very old, and it was long, but it was also attached to the roots. And we pulled the tree down and got off the building that was on, and we walked over to the roots of the tree that were still there, and they were deep. That tree has been there for a long, long time. And the roots were sitting there. We could push the tree a little bit on the bottom, but we couldn't pull it out at all because the roots were super deep. And we could probably got the chainsaw and cut underneath, and the roots would have been gone. But it was just a great illustration for us to understand that we need to be rooted in Christ. And those roots need to go deep. So when someone tries to come along, or the enemy tries to come along and tear those roots out, it's not going to happen, because we're so strong in Christ. And our church is focused on being rooted in Christ. And we're focused on rooting in Christ together as a community of believers. And it's really important that we think like that. I'm going to dive into that a little bit later, but at this point, we're going to pray for every ministry that we have, in general and specifics as well. And we had Laura come up earlier, and she prayed for the children's ministry, and it was good to do that. And again, a reminder to pray for the children's ministry, to keep them in prayer throughout the year, and for families as well as we engage with families in our community. Today they're having a training day after service, the children's leaders, which is awesome because we all need to be equipped. And so keep them in prayer, as Laura mentioned this morning, and to pray for them as well. So there'll be some slides on the screen, and we'll be following those. I'm going to ask different people to come up and pray for different ministries. So I'm going to start off with youth ministry. We start off in a couple of weeks, and this year we're expanding our youth ministry to grade 6 and to grade 12, not just grade 7. We're expanding the age so we can include more students and to engage with families as well. And so as we kick off our ministry year, we connect, we hang out, we have fun together, but we also have a devotional at every gathering we have. We try to connect with the students and ask how they're doing, obviously, and how their families are doing. And, you know, we're excited about this year. We've got a youth meeting tomorrow night at my place, and we're going to celebrate and pray into what's coming up. And we're so grateful for the youth leaders as well. You'll meet them over the course of the year. And so as you were a youth one day, you remember what it was like and the challenges youth face today. And it's hard because there's so many things going on in our world, and youth need to be encouraged. And so if you are part of this church and you see youth around here, I encourage you to connect with them. Don't ever think you're too old to connect with the youth. Say hello, say hi. I think it's just really important to do that. And so as we pray for the youth ministry right now, I ask you to pray for the ministry over the year and for all the ministries that we have in front of us. I'm helping with youth. I'm hoping to have a ministry team leader step into that role one day. And don't get me wrong, I still like hanging out with the youth and why not? It makes me feel young a little bit. I still got the energy to give, and they're a lot of fun. And we've got some really good conversations about Jesus and whatnot. And again, I'm so grateful for the youth team that have been so faithful, and we're looking forward to this year. So let's dive in and let's pray together for the youth ministry. Father, thank you for our students. Thank you for who they are. And I pray that as they're entering school now, as they're engaging there, I pray that you would again calm hearts, bring less anxiety, and it would just be a tremendous year for them at school, and they would be witnesses for your kingdom. And for our students who are on the cusp of just trying to understand more and more of who you are, I pray, Holy Spirit, you teach them. Give parents lots of wisdom and understanding and grace and words of knowledge to speak into those kids' lives just about faith, and equip them with what they need to help their kids grow this year, not just at school, but also in their faith. Thank you for the youth leaders who help out so much, and for people that help out behind the scenes, and we're so grateful for each one, and we pray that you'd bless them this year in ministry, that, Father, as we commit youth ministry to you, it'd be a year that is just not just about growth in terms of numbers, but growth in depth and relationship with you and in community. And as the event comes up soon, Lord, as our kickoff event comes, we pray for just blessing and, again, your guidance this year as we want to help students grow in their faith. And also, Lord, we want to reach families, too. We want to be able to help families in their spiritual walk as well. So, again, thank you for what you're going to do this year. Thank you for the students who will be coming and for the new students who will be attending as well. And we commit the whole year to you, Lord. And, again, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our next slide there. We should have our missions and our outreach. And our missions and our outreach are local and global. So in June, we had our mission summit, which was great. And we had all our missionaries here that we support. It was just a powerful weekend. And so we're helping support our missionaries globally and locally as well. But we also want to make sure we ourselves are involved with outreach in this community we live in. And we don't want it to be just programmed. We want it to be based upon relationship. And so it gives us an opportunity to think like missionaries here in Edson, and that we would commit that to the Lord this year as well. So I'm going to ask Chris to come on up. He's one of our elders here at the church as well. He's going to pray for our missions and our outreach ministry for this year.
Thank you, Mesh. All right, let's pray for missions and outreach. Our Father, Lord, you know, we see the work that you are doing both globally and locally, Lord, and we give you all praise for the lives transformed by your work that we see here. And Lord, you know, even just with our support for our missionaries here, Lord, you know, we see the importance of the global aspect of your work, Lord, but unsurprising, we also see the local need for this same work, Lord. And I just I pray for our missionaries, Lord, that you would give them the strength and the courage, Lord, to be that witness for you, Lord, and help in that work of transforming lives, Lord, and just preaching your word. And Lord, for us here locally, that for each one of us here, Lord, that can just build that relationship, Lord, with a neighbor, with a coworker, Lord, and that we would be that light in this world here in Edson, and just be part of that of your work in transforming lives. And we just pray all this in your name. Amen.
Thanks, Chris. This Sunday is Care Group Sign-Up Sunday as well. You can see to my right, there's some tables set up there. And throughout the year, there'll be different care groups starting as well. But there's a few that are being highlighted today. There's a ladies group that meets on Tuesday mornings, one on Thursday afternoons as well. There's another group that you can go over there and talk to about that's going to be meeting during the week in the evenings. And there's another group that's figuring out the time frame when they're going to be meeting, but it's probably starting October sometime. And again, there'll be more care groups down the road as we see that happen. So again, care groups are really powerful because it's a great way to connect into heart and soul. We connect here on Sundays. Coffee fellowship is really good. And we're here for, it feels like hours after service at times, especially when you're on lockup. You're like flashing the lights. Got to go home, people. Anyway, and it's great to see. That's a really good sign for people to hang out and connect after service. But a great way to connect even deeper and get to the heart of the matter is through care groups. You know, maybe you've heard it called small groups. We call it care groups here. So we encourage you to sign up. Some are going to be shorter care groups. Some will go on for the full semester. It all depends on the group itself. So kick some tires on those. Check it out. Again, it's a really great way to connect. And if you're a member of the church and you feel like the Lord is leading you to lead a care group, I encourage you to come talk to myself, and we will go from there. Also, we have adult ministries, too, and that connects all of us. The ladies' ministry, too, that's a part of that, and us as adults as we do things together. And so that's an important piece of what we're doing. We're trying to do things for all people, yet, I want to say this and qualify it, we don't want to become a busy church just for the sake of being busy. We're not going to do that here. We want to be in community together, so we're trying to figure out what's best for this church. You might hear other churches doing X, Y, and Z, and that's good for their context. However, at the point of life that we're at in this church, we're going to continue to focus on these things, and we'll add as we go, and perhaps even take away some things, so we're not just busy for the sake of being busy. Because I'd much rather have us all be in our communities with our family or friends or non-believers than be at the church every single day of the week. Because it's a healthy model if we're out in the community. So having said that, there's a lot going on this year. I may ask Fergus to come up as well. And Fergus is one of our elders as well, and he's going to pray for the care groups and adult ministries.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you so much for what you're doing in our church, and just how you've used care groups in the past, and we just look forward to how how you're going to use them this coming year, and just pray that you would bring the people to them that they need to be there, and it would just be an awesome time of encouragement and just growing in our understanding of you, and also just developing some really good friendships as well, Father. And we just thank you for other adult ministries, Lord. Think of all the ladies and the work they do, and just so many things. And so we just pray you bless them in that, and that they would just continue to be encouraged and just enjoy serving you, Father. So, and I just pray that that you would be at work in all these ministries, and that you would produce the fruit, Lord. We just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Fergus. So every Sunday we have the privilege of gathering and being able to sing songs to the Lord. And the worship ministry does a fantastic job of gathering and connecting us. And worship is such an important part of our lives, isn't it? And yet we cannot put it in compartments. It doesn't just happen on Sunday mornings. Worship should be a lifestyle. It should be a part of who we are every single day. And I'm not sure about you, but I songs are a big part of worship, obviously, but also reading scriptures is, sharing the gospel is, serving each other. That's a part of worship because we're doing everything for an audience of one. And we're grateful for what we can do here on Sundays. But I want to encourage you and challenge you this year, too, that you would step out of your comfort zone a little bit when it comes to worshiping the Lord. Whether it's here on a Sunday morning, you know, if the Lord is asking you to change your posture of worship for his glory, then go for it. If he's asking you to engage in worship in different ways outside of Sunday mornings, then go for it. Because at the end of the day, we're glorifying Jesus Christ with our worship. And if there's something else on your throne that is replacing the worship of Jesus, I encourage you to pray into that and remove what's there and put Jesus on the throne, his proper place of where he belongs. So again, thankful for the worship ministry. I'm going to call up Jocelyn to pray for the worship ministry. She's our ministry team leader for our worship ministry, so we're grateful for that and her hard work and the team as well.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be in worship to you. I pray that even as we think about worship and what it means in our lives, that we would be open to your Holy Spirit working in us and bringing us to that place of worship, whatever it is we're doing, whether we're out in the community or whether we're here Sunday morning, that everything we do would be done in worship to you, and that we would be lifting Jesus up so that the whole world would be drawn to him. I thank you for all the different facets of the worship ministry, and it's not just the ones up here at front, it's the ones at the back as well, and I thank you for everyone who is involved, and I pray that as we are looking to a new year, that you would speak to hearts and you would encourage people to get involved in a ministry in our church, whatever ministry it might be, but that we would together use our talents and gifts in worship of you. Thank you again that we can do this, that we can sing praises to you, that we can read scripture, that we can pray, and that we can praise you every day of our lives. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Jocelyn. You know, as we gather in church and as we try to build God's kingdom, we need lots of wisdom. We need lots of direction from the Holy Spirit. That includes our church leadership, the elders, myself, and other folks that are involved. And it's so important to be praying for our leadership. It's absolutely vital. And because there's lots of things that go on, and there's spiritual attack, and I think we all face that. It just seems to be a little more heated when it comes to spiritual attack that it goes against leadership. So we don't always know what the Lord wants, so that's why we have to pray and seek diligently what he wants for us as a church. And so, having said that, we're so grateful for the leadership, for those who served in the past here, and for those who are serving presently, because it's a lot of work. There's commitment involved and things that happen behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see. And those are good things because we serve that way. So we're grateful for each one. And having said that, I'm going to ask Brad to come on up. He's going to pray for our leadership here at the church. And as Brad comes up, I want to share something as well. Just exciting news. We have a ministry team here. We have different people involved in ministry teams that lead different parts of the ministry, and we've mentioned a lot of those as well. And Brother Brad here is now going to be our care group ministry team leader for the year, and so really grateful for his heart. He's got a real heart for care group, so he's going to be the face you'll see. So he's going to have to shave on a regular basis here representing care group. So, but he's going to pray for our leadership here this morning.
Good morning, church family. It's just kind of neat, as Mesh was talking about that, I had a little vision there of that tree where you see the roots and then the leadership being the roots as that tree grows up, and we see all these different ministries, so it's kind of neat how the leadership kind of oversees all that. It's kind of neat to see. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord, but we thank you for the leadership of this church. We just pray, Lord, that the leadership continue to seek you, that your Holy Spirit guide them and counsel them. Lord, that they continually all pull back into you so that they can move together and push a path forward, Lord. Just pray for each and every one that's on the board, Mesh in his role as the pastor, but also for the elders on the board. Just ask that you also lift their families up. Lord, as Mesh had mentioned, it is a commitment. It's a time commitment. these elders are pulled away from their families to come in for meetings and for phone calls and things like that. We just pray for their significant others, their loved ones, as they continue to work for the church and do the leadership roles and the time commitment that it is. Just continue to lift their families up and the leadership. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Brad. So just a couple of weeks ago, too, on that note, for leadership, the board and I had a little getaway at a little cabin just for the evening over a campfire, and we dreamed and prayed into the future of the church, and it was just really a powerful time to spend together. We had some laughs as well, of course, and so we have some things in the hopper, but now we're committing those things to the Lord as he leads us into the future as we continue to do things. I also want to mention Michelle Banner. She's our adult ministry, ladies ministry leader as well, so we appreciate her work too. And if you're looking to get involved here at the church and a ministry team leader, that would be fantastic because we need people. And I want to say this as well. You know, one of the challenges we've had at this church is finding leaders to step into a role. And one of those roles is our elder board. And if you are a member of this church and you have a heart to serve Jesus that way, and you have a heart for the kingdom, and you're fat, faithful, available, and teachable, and the Lord has put on your heart perhaps to have a conversation with the board about you getting involved, that could be a powerful conversation we can all have together. So as we mention these ministries, please pray. Please pray. And I hope you're excited, because as you see these people come up and pray and things that are going on, God is at work. And he's in work in our lives as well. But one last thing I want to talk about, and there should be a slide for this as well. As we enter this year, as we think about all these ministries that we just prayed into, as we think about all the things that we can do, I think one of the goals, and here's one of the themes we're going to have for this year, I want us to create a culture of invitation here. I want you to think about that for a second. When you get to a wedding or a birthday party, you're invited to come, aren't you? And you RSVP to a wedding. And you, when you're invited to something, it feels good to get invited, doesn't it? And when you're not invited to something, that doesn't feel very good at times. Especially when you catch wind of it. You're like, oh, why isn't I invited? And it's something that's hard for us, right? But for us as a church, I want us to really dive into this idea of being a church and people that have this idea of being a culture of invitation. That we would invite people to church. That we would invite people to a care group. That we would invite people to children's ministry, to a youth ministry, to a ladies' event, to one of our potlucks, to an event that we have outside of the church. Perhaps invite them to your home to connect with one another. The majority of people that come to church come because of what? Because they were invited. We cannot assume your friends and family that are far from Christ are going to come to church on their own, because chances are pretty low they will. So this year, I'm going to challenge each one of us, and for those watching online as well, that we would have this idea of being a culture of invitation. We would be inviters. We would step into the boldness of the Holy Spirit and to say to our friend who isn't a believer or to a family member and say, hey, you want to come to church one day? And you might think, well, I asked once, I'm off the hook. No. We're going to continue to ask you to pray for some people this year. I want you to think of one person or two people or a family. I want you to write down their name somewhere that you can see every day. Maybe it's on your fridge because you got to eat. And you pray about them. And you pray that they'd have a softening of their heart. That they'd come to faith, but you'd invite them to church. You'd invite them to something where they can be around other Christ followers. But each one of us has to take a personal responsibility to make this happen. Can you imagine, just for a second, we've about 83 people here roughly, which is pretty awesome. Can you imagine if each one of us decided to invite one person to church this year? And let's just say 50% of those people responded. Do the math. I'm not that smart, but that's pretty good math, isn't it? And it's not just about filling the seats. That's not the point. The point really is to build the kingdom. Now, if you invite people and they don't come to church here, but you're having a Bible study with them at your house, and they're not believers, amen. That's okay, because you're building the kingdom. So friends, you see that up there, a culture of invitation. What is it are you going to do this year to make this a reality for us as a church? Each one of us has to look at this as a goal and our heart's desire to do this, and we don't just pass the buck to say, well, I won't invite someone, so somebody else has to invite three people. Invite, 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 and pray, and pray, and pray, and see what the Lord does. Because we want to see new people here. We want to see new people come into the kingdom, getting baptized, getting saved. But getting saved first, then baptized, right? We need to make that happen for the kingdom. And I hope you take this seriously, because I will. I have. I've invited people to church many times. They all say no. I don't take it personally. I don't. I'll keep inviting. And you pray, and eventually they'll come. And the goal is to invite non-believers. Now, if you have a friend who grew up in the church and had a bad experience, and they want to come back to the church, invite them. But let's be clear about this. Our growth is important, but we don't want transfer growth. Can I just say that and be honest about that? I don't want a sheep stealing from other churches. I don't believe in that whatsoever. I want to see growth where people are being exposed to the gospel, not Christians. No offense to Christians, but let's be honest about that. So friends, let's think through this. Let's pray into this. Because I'm excited about this year, I am, because I just got the sense that God's going to do something powerful, and he's already at work in our lives. So as we wrap this up, as we think about this, and the worship team is going to come up in a minute, I just want to take some time to pray into these things again, especially this part of it. And I want you to pray and ask the Lord what he's asking you to do this year to help build his church. And it's going to cause us to be a little uncomfortable, which is great. I think it's good to be uncomfortable. I really do. But it's going to cause us also to ask the question, am I being apathetic in my faith? Am I just going through the motions? Is there sin in my life I've got to deal with before I can do any of this? That's where it starts. Let's figure out our hearts, and let's ask the Lord in this adventure that we're a part of, this Christian life, this journey, which is amazing, that we have the honor to be a part of. And let's pray, and let's see what he does. And let's be bold for the kingdom. Because we see in Scripture many men and women who are just bold, no holds barred, no shame, not ashamed of the gospel. I hope that you will join all of us together on this journey, that this year will be different for us as a church, and more importantly, it'll be different for each one of us spiritually as well, that we dive deeper into Christ, that we are rooted in Jesus, because that's where it begins. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this church. I thank you for each person that has been a part of this church over the many generations. And Lord, here we are today in a time such as this. And we want to commit everything to you. Our hearts, our lives, our families, our friends. Everything that's going to happen in the walls of this church and outside of these walls. And we pray, Holy Spirit, you'd lead us. That you'd awaken us from the inside out. Perhaps we need to be rerooted with you. Perhaps we need to dig deeper with you first. Maybe some of us are not rooted in you right now, and we're rooted in ourselves or of this world. And I pray, Father, that you would release us from that stuff in Jesus' name, and you would allow us to be rooted in you. Those watching online, for those here in person, for those who will hear this message during the week, that, Lord, you'd lead us in all things. Thank you for what you're going to do. And, Lord, as we think about being a church that its culture is about inviting, I pray, Lord, we pray into that. As we think about a family or a friend that we can pray into, we see that name every day, that we'd have the courage to invite and invite and invite and continue to pray and allow you to do the work that needs to be done. So, Lord, thanks for, again, what you're doing. Thank you for the things that are happening unseen. And for those who've come this morning that are just unexcited or not looking forward to this ministry year, or there's just so much going on that they can't even anticipate anything good, I pray against discouragement. I pray, Lord, that you would fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, as we look to one another as being the body of Christ, we would spur one another on. We would cheer each other on. We would encourage one another because we're doing this for your glory. So again, thank you for each person here today. Thank you for those watching online. And we're so grateful for this time together and the freedom we have to worship you in Jesus' name.